We're over at Oklahoma Ag Mediation, and we're visiting with Mike Mayberry. We've asked him, just tell us a little bit about the process and what you guys actually do.
Well, I'm very happy to talk about the Ag Mediation program in Oklahoma. It is one of 42 similar programs all over the nation and serving the United States. One thing about the mediations that we do, to be eligible, you need to be an Oklahoma farmer or rancher or producer. That doesn't mean you have to live in Oklahoma, but it does mean that you need to be doing your farming, ranching, or producing in Oklahoma. Mediation is a voluntary process where both parties agree to come to mediation. It's very off the record, so to speak. It's confidential, and everything that happens in the room stays in the room. But two people that are in dispute can agree to come into the room, work with the mediator, and try to resolve the issue, whatever it might be. In Oklahoma, most often those we do a lot of USDA-type cases in which there's either a contract in dispute, a loan that has gone delinquent, or some debt involved. Recently in the 2018 Farm Bill, a number of types of cases were added, including organic cases that might be in dispute. You might ask what that is. That could be where somebody's spray has leaked over onto an organically grown field on a neighbor's field. Lease issues, including land or equipment leases, were added. Family farm transitions, farmer-neighbor disputes of any type, and then others as worked out with the State Secretary of Agriculture who can recommend a certain type of case if Secretary Arthur were to see there was a need for it. So we serve all 77 counties in Oklahoma, usually go to the producers to mediate there in their home county, find neutral ground there to mediate at, and then a typical mediation would last about 2 hours, maybe longer if necessary, depending upon the complexity of it. And then we will try to leave everybody in the room better than we found them.
Well, this is one of those things that you may be saying right now, I don't need this, but there may be a time when you do need this, or you may know someone that doesn't even know these types of things are available.
Right. Through our marketing and through attending the ag shows around the state, that's one of the things that we say frequently is, just remember that we're here if you need us, or if your neighbor down the road needs us, be sure and tell them about it. Sometimes, as we know, it's very distressing to be a farmer or a rancher in Oklahoma with all the things that can happen, whether it be fire, flood, freeze, ice, tornado, all the things that can happen that could upset your rhythm of your operation. And if that throws you off and you need some help, give us a call. Maybe we can help. Maybe we can sort it out with your creditors, because we really are neutral for everybody in the room, but working toward a solution.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between mediation versus litigation.
Yeah, litigation is where one party typically forces the other party to come to a legal event like court. But in mediation, it is an agreement of both parties to come into the room and try to resolve the issues, whatever they might be. The mediator, as I said a moment ago, is always neutral, doesn't take sides, doesn't make decisions. The mediator encourages both sides to perhaps give a little or work it out in whatever fashion that they can agree to, because the agreement is actually between the parties. The mediator is just kind of the neutral referee in the room, if you will.
So financially, this makes a lot of sense, because you don't have to go through the court system, you don't have to get a lawyer, you don't have to do all of those things, but you're still hoping to get to the end goal that both parties agree on.
Absolutely. And if the parties agree, a written agreement is drafted by the mediator, and then they can each leave with a copy of that so they can remember what they agreed to. And it generally, we have a high solution rate, usually above 80% in a good year. We'll achieve a solution between parties more than 80% of the time. So it's a proven process. It's non-threatening. It's private. all the things that you would want it to be. We don't go talk about your mediation. We just simply work with you and work with all the parties and try to get to a better answer than the parties have been able to get to by themselves.
So if someone needs your services, how do they go about contacting you guys?
Well, we have a phone number that's pretty easy to get to. We're housed in the Department of Agriculture at the state capitol. Our number is 405-521-3934. We have an 800 number, which is 800-248-5465. Also, you can Google us for Oklahoma Ag Mediation. We will pop up on the website. We have a Facebook page. We want you to find us. We can't come find you if you need us, but we will, once contacted, we will spring into action and set a mediation at a date, time, and place that works for everybody involved.
Can somebody just call up here and say, listen, I'm not sure if you guys would be able to help me with this, but I have some questions, and just kind of talk it out that way?
Typically, we don't want to get too far into the discussion with someone who's asking for a mediation, because we need to remain neutral for both sides. But if you have questions whether your topic is a good choice for mediation, absolutely feel free to call and discuss it with us. And then without trying to get to a solution on the phone, we will set up a mediation and see if the other party will join in, and then we'll move it very quickly. Another one of the big differences between litigation and mediation is once it's set and everybody's in the room, it may resolve that very day, the day of the mediation, whereas litigation can go on, sometimes feels like endlessly.
And that's a bunch of money, too.
Absolutely. So mediation is no cost in Oklahoma for agriculture purposes if it's a qualifying case. And so we don't charge the producers anything. We're funded by USDA grants. But I assure you, all listeners, that we're very neutral, and we're not on, I like to say, we're not on anybody's side that's at the table, but we are on everybody's side.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.